How do you like playing acoustical as opposed to rock and roll? Do you like them both equally?
Well, I always play acoustic at home, and normally at the concerts I play two or three songs in the middle of the set acoustically. It's a different sort of feel, but it's probably the more important than the electric thing, but you can't do some things on the acoustic that you can do in the electric. And of course with the band it's different, it's more involved rhythmically and harmonically, but I like to try both ways, you know.
You feel closer to the audience when you're doing something acoustical? A lot of artists say they do somehow feel closer because
not
they're
just the same, just slightly different sort of, I don't know. You probably get closer to their sort of hearts with the acoustic and closer to their bodies with the electric because it's more gutty, you know.
Yeah. Let's hear another one.
Right.
We're working you to death, aren't we?
Slave labor here. Let me see. I'll try Muddy Waters song, actually, as I'm at it.
Okay.
Let me see. This is a song called The Gypsy Woman. Another change of harmonica here.
You've got two different kinds of harmonicas there. You want to tell them what kind they are?
It's just a different key.
Different keys.
And these Echo Super Vampas, you have to change the key. Not like the big sort of chromatic one, you know.
Gypsy woman told me you were your mother's bad luck child. The gypsy woman told me you were your mother's bad luck child. You're having a good time now, but you'll be having bad times after a while. I went to see the gypsy woman to have my fortune told. She said, go home right away and look through your keyhole. The gypsy woman told me that you were your mother's bad luck child. You're having a good time now, you'll be having bad times after a while. Everything the gypsy woman told me, every single word she said. I went home right away, looked through my keyhole, another man in my bed. The gypsy woman told me you were your mother's bad luck child. You're having a good time now, you'll be having bad times after a while. You said, I went home right away and looked through my keyhole. Another man in my bed. The gypsy woman told me you were your mother's bad luck child. You're having a good time now, you'll be having bad times after a while. Thank you. You're having a good time now, but you'll be having bad times after a while.
That's a good jamming tune. Some fine guitar work on that too, Roy.
Thank you.
Really nice. Well, tell us something about yourself. Do you want to continue with music as being your life's work, or do you have something else that you're interested in as well?
I'm interested in a few other things, basically, just but nothing as much as music. Maybe later on in life, but not at the moment.
What other things?
I can't think of anything else.
What do you do when you're not recording or not playing a guitar?
I'd like to do a bit of drawing, but that's about this is a very minor interest. Used to be, when I was a kid, I used to like to draw and paint a lot more. But I think the guitar is the main thing. The music is the main thing. But like I'm saying, I'm not sort of discounting that I might get into something else later on, you know.
Right. What's going to happen when you reach like 50 or so? Everybody always talks about that. The Beatles did too, kind of retiring away. Do you think you'll ever do that, or do you think music will just constantly be a part of you? Like you said with the blues artists, it just continues.
Well, I can only hope that I can be sort of appear on stage when I'm 50 and 60, if possible. You know, I mean, you can't say what's going to happen. You might be here, you might be too crippled to play or something, or... But I, you know, with.
Do you want to stay in Europe then, or do you want to come back over here?
Well, I
which
like
place
to be
is the
to
best place to live? That's what I'm trying to
oh,
get
yeah.
at.
Oh yeah.
Do you feel comfortable?
Well, it's lucky for a musician where you can kind of live maybe half the year in Europe and half the year in the States. Might be a nice sort of mixture. I wouldn't like to sort of say which is the best place. I mean, I'm an Irishman, so obviously Ireland still is the spot, you know. But I wouldn't like to live in any one place for more than 12 months anyway. I like to keep moving on, you know.
It's a good answer.
Yeah.
I like that too. Go ahead.
Another song?
Sure.